most effective, the single most effective kind of advertising is word of mouth advertising, where people tell you, you know, hey, I had a great time at this place. This restaurant was great. My car is great. The florist is great. Plumber's great. The best when it comes to this kind of advertising is when me and you can come on here, and when you and I can come in here and tell us about our experience. And I'm sitting here thinking about, man, I think the world of your girlfriend. I think she is like, I still amazed like what she sees in you. And so I think about Urban Nirvana. I think, you know what, man, all the stuff she puts up with your crap, and you stand up on bars up in New Jersey singing and stuff like this. The idea that she gets to go to Urban Nirvana, that's really, really cool. And the crap my wife puts up with, the fact she gets to go to Urban Nirvana with her best friend on her birthday, mm-hmm. get to go over to Urban Nirvana, because, you know, I'm out playing a golf tournament, I'm out doing my stupid little stuff I always do, and she gets to go to Urban Nirvana. That's pretty stinking cool.
She needs to if you're out there drinking all of her almond milk every day.
I just found out about almond milk yesterday. Had no idea. Now I'm an almond milk guy. Had no idea. I'll tell you about the story in a second. But Urban Nirvana really gets you in a awesome part of your relationship, because it gets you out of jams and gets you in good situations.
Yeah, 100%. I've used it. I've given it. Being able to speak about it, having experienced it firsthand, it's well worth the investment, and it will continue to pay dividends long after your massage or spa day is over.
I love it. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Hey, they make it so easy when you purchase your gift card online. You're going to love all that. Here's my almond milk stuff, man. I'm lactose intolerant, but I love ice cream and I love cereal, and I love it so much that I will go through all of the stomach pains and all of the sprints to the bathroom and everything I have to do just to eat it every once in a while. Not often, but just every once in a while.
Top three cereals?
They don't make my favorite one anymore.
What was it?
You know, like Honey Bunches of Oats?
Yeah. Where
they had one thing called Just Bunches.
Okay.
Where it was little clusters.
Okay.
I go that one. Now mine is this coconut and almond thing. Vanilla, coconut, almond bunches.
Okay.
And you know what? I mean, a little cinnamon life never hurt anybody.
Sure. I'm all about the cinnamon life.
As a kid, it was Count Chocula and Frankenberry. Mm-hmm. And but now, so, you know, a little healthier thing. Not even healthier, but a little cinnamon life's not a terrible way to go live life. You?
I'm a cinnamon life guy as well.
Yeah.
I'm a Honey Bunches of Oats guy.
Right. Honey Bunches of Oats. What kind of which flavor?
Just the original. Like, yeah, the regular, okay, ones. And we eat a good amount of Honey Nut Cheerios as well.
I can see Honey Nut Cheerios. I got you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. I like it. The Bradley LeCroy 745, Paul Strelo 805. We got two segments here. I wanted to get through most of these positions. I guess we have to do a lot tomorrow because our text line is jammed. And let me go ahead and get the text line to you now. 986-1566. I'm going to fly through these. Zach, comment on each one of these. I'll do the same. The first texture says, what Joe is saying, if your senior quarterback with 14 starts needs to go to September to beat out your phenom, then he shouldn't be the starter. KB knows the systems and expectations. He should be far ahead of Lawrence. I agree with that. The fact that we don't know who the starter is going to be right now, the fact there's still open competition right now, says an awful lot. I think it says more about Lawrence and Johnson and less about Bryant. I'm not concerned that Kelly Bryant looked bad in the spring game. That doesn't concern me. He looked good enough. I'm not going to, you know what? I hear it all the time. Spring games are just exhibition. I get it. I don't, that didn't concern me about Kelly Bryant and what he did. What I am much more, my take from all that is that the other two looked really, really, really good. I am 90% more. I'm 90% impressed with Lawrence and Johnson and even Bryce, and I am 10% concerned about Bryant. I think you can win Bryant. That's not a concern. Make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Yes,
I don't necessarily agree with you, but it makes
sense. What's your percent?
I'm more concerned about Kelly Bryant.
Really?
I think I'm very impressed with Lawrence and Johnson there, but not 10% with Brian. I think it's more closer to 35 or 40.
Texture says, if Trevor Lawrence starts, the Kelly Bryant side won't be upset for long. Once TL starts throwing the ball all over the field, they'll all be happy. I think that the average Clemson fan will wholeheartedly support whoever the quarterback is. You can have some grumblings, and oh my God, mark my word, Coach Hindsight,
yeah,
will always say that if Bryant, Lawrence, Johnson, Bryce, whoever comes in at whatever point in time, and whoever the second guy that comes in against Furman or the third guy that comes against Furman, when he doesn't play well, throws a pick, they say, well, I would have put the other guy in as my fourth team guy. I mean, that'd be my fourth team guy. This would be my third team guy. So Coach Hindsight's are going to say, let me put this in there, okay? Let's say this. Let's say Bryant starts, looks okay. Lawrence starts, looks okay. Lawrence is next, looks okay. Johnson comes in third, throws a pick, and then Bryce looks pretty good. The first phone call of Monday morning is going to be, why wasn't Bryce third team? Which is insignificant. So Coach Hindsight's going to always go back and critique and look back and say it. I'm not interested in doing that. You're always going to have that. But for the most part, I think that the average Clemson fan, that whoever's in the game at that time, they're going to pull for hard, and whatever works out, works out. JD at Piedmont says, trust the coaches and the process they put into place that got us here, period. You know something that we didn't learn? Sorry, we didn't learn, but it was reiterated when Thad Turnipseed came in here the other day in the studio with us. I'm always amazed by this, and I do it when I talk to any of the administrators or any of the coaches. The exhaustive process they go through in every single thing they do. To offer a prospect a scholarship, you know how long that process lasts?
A while.
How many people have to go through that process to approve all that for to get an offer? When they sit down and make a practice schedule, or you know how long, how exhausting, when you sit down and make a game plan, when you sit back and make a nutrition plan, when you sit back and make a strength and conditioning plan, this exhaustive process that they go through on every single aspect, every single planet aspect of the organization, I can tell you this. You think we've talked about it a lot here in the last week? We quit at 9 o'clock. Now, Brad doesn't, and Quack and Kelly don't, and Walt doesn't. So these guys are talking about when your little head's about to hit the pillow at night, or your little head's over to watching the Devils get beat again.
Easy.
They're
Easy.
They're still beating on it.
Who the Habs playing tonight?
Montreal Country Club. Quebec City Country Club.
Quebec City Country Club. It's not open yet. It's still thawing out.
But you know, you heard that Turnipseed again the other day. It is a complete team, and they're meeting, and they're meeting, and they're meeting. All these analysts and all this film and all this breakdown and all this information they've got, and they sit and talk and meet and talk and meet and watch film and talk and meet and talk and meet and watch film and evaluate and grade, and then they come to look. And then they talk to psychologists about it and how's it going to go. All that's going into it right now.
Sure.
And yet, me and you, two Joe Blows on here trying to tell them what to do. No, but they'll make the right decision through.
What are we going to talk about?
Oh, no, I'm enjoying this.
Hey. The coaching staff figure it out.
Oh, no, no.
No, no, we're done talking. It's over. It's
no,
done
no,
now.
No.
We're done. Thanks for coming. Appreciate you guys listening. We'll see you in September. We can talk about games.
No, I'm with you, brother. I'm totally with you on this. Brian from Piedmont writes in, this is a pretty interesting question. Mickey, over the summer, don't you think the least experienced Lawrence will improve the most? That doesn't bode well for the veterans. I can see that sentiment. But as I told you yesterday's show, Mr. Or 24 Tonto, Jack Leg, he's probably the most experienced of the quarterbacks. Not at the college level. He started more games than all those other quarterbacks.
Did he?
Started for 4 years. Those other guys 4 year starters now?
Kelly's got more. No, he doesn't. Did Kelly even start during high school?
He started his last 2 years, maybe his last 3 years. So he's been 4 years now. But in this offense, to see what it does, you know, and the reads and checks and the All right.
This conversation's going to wear on me.
No.
And no, not in the sense that I don't want to talk. I want to talk about it. I think it's a fascinating conversation. Since that, I just want to go ahead and make a pick.
No. Chris Fowler mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
That Clemson Nation, this is what you're going to talk about all summer. And he's right and straight. Oh, but you know what this conversation does to me? What's energizes that? Me, man.
Energizes you.
I love it. Because we could be talking about LeBron James and their comeback in high school for 16 points. And about, we could James. Be talking about the designated hitter in the National League.
LeBron James.
We could be talking about sports agents and their roles in...
LeBron James. Did you see him get asked about Greg Popovich's wife? No. Courtside?
No.
Like right after the game.
She passed away, by the way.
Yeah, they asked him about it, and it seemed like he got blindsided about with the question right after the game.
Oh, really?
But apparently it wasn't the case. Twitter freaked out about it last night.
Mm.
As they always do.
No, I couldn't imagine Twitter freaking out.
It doesn't sound like Twitter.
No. Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Chad's in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Joe Mick, hey, I want to call in, get your take on Bron Bron. I'm just kidding.
Good.
Mick, Mick, I agree with that. You know, I don't have the confidence in probably Kelly Bryant that maybe a lot have. And so what I mean by that is, you know, he was an incredible stopgap. But, Mick, I mean, how would you compare him to the last, you know, six or seven Clemson starting quarterbacks? You know, going back to, let's say, Woody Dantzler. So you go Woody, and then Charlie Whitehurst, and then, you know, Cullen Harper, then Taj Boyd, and then Kelly Bryant, and then Deshaun and Kelly Bryant, and then, you know, I guess maybe Trevor Lawrence. I mean, where would he rank in that list, in your opinion?
Not as good as junior Cullen Harper, better than senior Cullen Harper. Once Cullen Harper had that shoulder surgery, he wasn't the same. But better as a than senior Cullen Harper. Outside of that,
I mean,
other
if,
guys
if
pretty
you
good.
Put Woody Dantzler back on this team, you know, with his defense and they skill talent around him,
yeah,
I mean, it'd be a superstar. But yeah. The main reason I want to call is apparently Trapper Keeper yesterday said that Kelly Bryant will start every game this season at quarterback for Clemson, and I just have a hard time understanding how he could possibly say that would be a fact. You know, and mainly from what Joe said. I mean, you got a guy that won, you know, 12 games and, you know, is an experienced senior guy, and he can't even get named the starting quarterback post-spring. So, I mean, how on earth could Trapper Keeper say that? So, basically, Mickey, what I'm asking you is defend your boy, Trapper Keeper, and I'll hang up the list.
Trapper Keeper meaning Walt, right? Is that what he, that's what I mean, right?
I assume so.
I didn't hear Walt's show, so that's not fair. Did you hear any of it?
No, I was texting about it. I didn't hear it.
But he says he'll start all 12 games?
I assume so.
I didn't hear the rationale behind it. I will tell you this. I got in trouble on TigerNet the other day in an email bag where someone said, this is before the spring, hey, Mickey, how's the quarterback situation going to play out? And what I said that I got some flack about, I said, I can see Bryant improving and starting all 12 games. I can see Lawrence looking so good, beats him out, starts all 12 games. I can see Hunter Johnson getting a much more experience and coming in, starting all 12 games. I can't see Chase Price starting all 12 games, but I can see a scenario where halfway through the season, Chase Price comes in, starts last six or whatever. And I got a hard time about that because people said, boy, so in other words, you can see anything happening? Boy, you really got on a limb there. Boy, that's not, and, you know, and that's not what a guy asked, but that's my own personal honest opinion that I can't sit here on April the 19th, and this was back in February, whenever it was. I couldn't in February sit back and tell you who I know is going to start every single game. It'd be disingenuous for me to tell you that I can guarantee you this guy. No, I don't know that. And because you know why? Zach Gorman, store 24, Tonto? Jack Leg? Because Dabo Swinney can't tell you that. Now, let me ask you something, Zach. If Dabo Swinney can't tell you that, and if Jeff Scott can't tell you that, and if Tony Elliott can't tell you that, and if Brandon Streeter can't tell you that, then how in the world am I supposed to tell you that, or Walt supposed to tell you that, or you supposed to tell you, or Ramon, or Kelly, or Quark, or Ben, or Brad?
You're making a lot of good points right now.
We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. You don't tune in to a radio show to ask a question to get the answer. I don't know. You ask a question to get an answer. But in all, if we are honest with ourselves, the answer is we don't know. Fun to talk about. Fascinating to talk about. But you could tell what you think might happen, maybe. But you don't know. You don't. I don't. You don't. Joe Dutton, Chad Dutton.
It's foolish to believe otherwise.
Right. Texter said, we could be talking about who's going to suck behind Jake Bentley.
That is true. Again, very grateful for this conversation.
We don't No. How about that? But now that doesn't make for good sports talk radio. You know? So we'll try to do a good sports talk radio show for you throughout all that. Let me tell you about our Numbers Matter segment. Numbers certainly matter when we talk about the folks over at University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Ingalls Crossing, right across from Ingalls. Hey, students, I'm going to keep mentioning this to you now. They're getting down to the nitty-gritty now. Now's the time where you got to fish or cut bait. Now's the time where you really need to think about your place to live. And if you have waited, then you might be on the outside looking in the next couple of weeks here. Go ahead and make it now. Let me give you some numbers that matter. 832 square feet each cottage, two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath. That half bath pays off downstairs like that. Granite countertops and refrigerator and ice maker, dishwasher, flat-screen TV in every living room and ceiling fans in every single room and washer and dryer and pet-friendly and dog park and fitness centers and communal clubhouses and grilling area and coffee bars and resort stop. It's all there. Ingalls Crossing, University Cottages, universitycottages.com. The number that matters, 784-3400. 784-3400. Now, numbers that matter, 1 for 6. You know what 1 for 6 is, Zach?
Don't say this.
I'm sorry. Devil's power play last night. You got to do better in power play.
Tough to hear that.
I know, man. You got to do better in power
play. Tough to hear that.
But in the playoffs, penalty killing is a lot better. So you got guys just diving at pucks, right? Just throwing their bodies, sacrificing their body. You don't see it in regular season, right?
You see it to an extent, but not like last night.
No. All right. So your power play numbers should go down a little bit. Yep. What were the Lightning in power plays?
Over.
Yeah.
Over 5.
So actually, your penalty killing won, your power play kind of won, but you got to do better because you need to take advantage of what advantages you have because they're better than you. Agree?
Yeah, they're a deeper team.
Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them.
Just need one game on Saturday.
All right. NBC. University College is 784-3400. We'll take a short break, come back. We have one open phone line segment, and head down into Twitter. We get all your Twitter stuff, guaranteed Twitter, guaranteed phone calls, and a few texts when you come back after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosie and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, a proud sponsor of the Clemson Tigers, would like to say thank you to all their customers and invite all fans to shop with them. Granger Nissan of Anderson has the winning combination of huge selection, super low prices, and paying more for your trade. Plus, Granger Nissan of Anderson beats the competition by giving you a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new Nissans. Located on Clemson Boulevard and always open at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Meet Chris, a real person who took the Health Dare 90-Day Program.
Hi, my name is Chris, 39, husband, father, talk radio listener. I heard about it on the radio, listening in to some of the morning shows. It sounded like a plan that was doable. Incredibly skeptical. Tried countless weight loss programs before, and I decided, you know, after a while of going back and forth, to finally come in and have the consultation. It all came down to seeing a picture of me and my family. I got into a very unhealthy weight. I was pretty much desperate at that point. Figured I'd give it a shot. It really wasn't as difficult as I thought it was going to be. The 90 days, I had lost 64 pounds and 54 inches. With the Health Dare, it's given me the opportunity to be a better dad. After taking the Health Dare, it's given me the energy to play around with my son and be the dad that I've wanted to be.
Don't wait. Book your free consultation with the Health Dare today by going to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
We've reached it. The point where Tuesdays can only get better with more of America's favorite boneless wings. So here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we invented Boneless Tuesdays. When you buy an order of boneless wings and get a second order free, that's twice the wings and twice the sauces. Every basket counts. And on Tuesdays, every basket of boneless wings counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Because of that one, heard it coming into work this morning, and then I heard one of my next favorite songs. CeeLo, get me a little crazy in there.
That's a little bit of a throwback there for you.
Both of them are kind of like they sound the same song, right? You think you could
get up that high?
Yeah.
No.
You think you could? It'd be easier to run around CeeLo or jump over him.
Jump over him.
Okay, just making sure.
He's just he's a short little fellow.
He sure is, man.
But he is a rotund individual.
Sure is, man. What's the name of that song?
Every single time
we get that text.
Every time.
Feel It Still by Portugal, period, the man. Portugal the man.
Chad the Mailman gets in on Twitter at Mr. Roy 24. Oh my God, it's Mickey Plyler's music. Mickey, the cerebral assassin, Plyler.
Oh my God, here he comes. Like the first two notes you hear it, like,
oh, Rihanna goes crazy. I'm telling you, you would be better served to do the Ultimate Warrior entrance, the just dead on sprint to the stage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or I do the slow walk, like drag it out.
You really want to milk it.
Yeah.
Get the crowd going a little bit.
Yeah. MJK on Twitter at Mickey Potter says, we all know you must beat Alabama to win the Natty. Absent a vertical passing game, you're not beating them. MJK, I see your line of reasoning. But I don't agree on either count. We don't know if Alabama's going to be in the playoffs. It's April. We don't know if it's going to be the playoffs in January. We don't know. I assume they will, but we don't know that. How many playoffs have there been? Huh?
How many playoffs have there been?
Four.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
How many has Alabama been in?
Four.
Okay.
But no, what he says is we all know. And MJK, again, I don't disagree with you. By the way, it's MJK at Big Sexy Tiger.
The last three playoffs, who has Clemson played in the playoffs at some point?
Alabama.
I mean, once is a coincidence.
Yeah, but you don't.
Twice is the exception.
So, in other words, every single year Clemson, Alabama can play in the playoffs now on.
Three times? It's the rule, brother.
Now, we don't know that. And also, you don't know after the vertical pass game. We don't know how these teams are going to look. We don't know that yet. We don't know.
Don't you backtread on me here. Don't you step back on this. You know, you have essentially cornered their market on saying vertical passing game these last couple of days. They need the vertical passing game to beat Alabama in the playoff.
If they play Alabama in the playoff, maybe.
When they play Alabama in the playoff, we need the vertical passing game.
Enough of your nonsense. Joe Bear writes in on Twitter, at Mickey Potter, Mr. Or 24, I want to enjoy Higgins, Rogers, Renfro, Powell, Ross, Overton. We'd enjoy them a lot more with Lawrence.
Dude, my man.
Why aren't we saying they enjoy with Johnson too, though?
They would enjoy him with Johnson.
You see the back shoulder throws he threw? Looked good.
I did.
Allen writes in, at Mickey Potter.
This is a two-horse race. What are we talking about?
Do we think that maybe Feaster and T.E. we'll try to transfer. Who's T.E.?
Travis Etienne.
We'll try to transfer.
I don't think so. Unless something crazy happened last night we don't know about.
Do we think that maybe Travis Etienne will try to transfer? Why would it transfer? There's
too much of a focus on the quarterback now.
Let me get...
A lot of divas on this team, apparently.
I know. Let me get Toby and Anderson, Northern Communication, phone line 654-ROAR. Good morning, Toby. How you doing?
What's going on, Mick?
Not much, buddy. You doing okay?
Yeah, man. Just hanging in there. Hey, you mind if I vent for a minute?
Please. That's what I'm here for, buddy.
I hear you, brother. You can be my psychiatrist.
Yeah, let me make a little room on the couch over there for you and put your feet up and let me get my my notepad out and just go ahead and I'll show you some ink blots a little later on.
I hear you, brother. Hey, but and I understand what everybody's saying, and I've been listening ever since 6 o'clock. Monday morning, but I've heard the constant Kelly Bryant can't do this, Kelly Bryant can't do that, Kelly Bryant can't do this, and then what really gets my goat is when I'm listening and I hear Chad from Columbia, oh, hello, Mick, Kelly Bryant, I have no confidence in him, and I just don't know if he can win any ball games. Well, first of all, he won us 12 last year, and if he hadn't been our quarterback last year, we probably wouldn't have won but maybe 9, probably 8. He didn't have Jordan Leggett. He didn't have Mike Williams. He didn't have Artavis Scott. Didn't have Wayne Gallman. And the line sure didn't have block for him. And you see what happened in Syracuse. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence might be the next best thing since sliced bread. But I think right now, everybody's entitled to a bad practice here and there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand why everybody's wanting to jump off the Kelly Bryant train so early in the spring and fall practice.
Here's what, again, we'll get ink blots in a minute. Here's what I think that I'm hearing from Clemson fans. And I think I know this market. I think I know this fan base. I think that I don't think anybody is down on Kelly Bryant as much as they see the potential other ways. I think that Kelly Bryant will be always remembered around here no matter what he does this year at quarterback or wherever, whatever. He's always going to be remembered very fondly around here. Now, you got to remember that you're coming off of a bad Sugar Bowl and a bad orange and white game the last two times you've seen him. And this fan base got used to Taj Boyd throwing 25 touchdowns and Deshaun Watson throwing 30 touchdowns. And then last year in 14 games, Kelly Bryant threw 13 touchdowns. And then they see where these wide receivers are. And they see that these two strong-arm five-star quarterbacks come in there and can throw the ball downfield. I think it's more, and I mentioned this in the first part of the show, Toby, I'm not down on Kelly Bryant. I'm not concerned about the spring game. I'm a little bit concerned about the Sugar Bowl and moving forward, but I'm more concerned. I'm more impressed by what I saw from the talented gunslingers than I am concerned about Kelly Bryant's inefficiency in the last two games we've seen him play. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Right, but if Hunter Johnson, and nothing against Hunter Johnson, but, you know, last year, if he wasn't good enough to beat him out last year, what makes him good enough to beat him out this year?
Because
without Kelly against...
Here's why.
You've seen what happened against Syracuse.
Yeah, but here's
against
why.
Against Auburn, if he's not in the game against Auburn, then we lose against Auburn.
Yeah, but, you know, who knows on that? Here's why, though. Because as a true freshman... Where you are in your understanding of the offense. The question is, how can you say he's going to beat out Kelly Bryant if you can't beat him out in your freshman year? Because where you are in your understanding of the offense and your comfort zone for playing high school football in Indiana compared to playing college after a year, I would expect more improvement out of Hunter Johnson over his second offseason than I would out of Kelly Bryant in his fourth offseason. That's only to answer that question.
I also heard a lot of people saying, well, if Deshaun would have been there, this, that, and other. Well, I'm going to steal a line from Rick Pitino. Deshaun Watson ain't walking through that door. Mike Williams ain't walking through the door. We got enough talent on that team to move forward and probably win another one this year if everybody stays healthy and everything starts clicking. But, it just grabbed my goat the wrong way because it sounds like instead of a bunch of Clemson Tiger fans, we sound like Gamecock fans and teed off Alabama fans and you know what I'm trying to say? It didn't seem like the same fan base. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've won four games the past 3 years. There's no reason to be down on anybody.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but let me ask you this. If it was up to you, who would you start at quarterback?
If I was Dabo, of course, he's probably forgot a lot more football than I'll ever know. But if it was up to me, I would stick with Kelly Bryant right now because he's probably got a better feel of the offense, and as the other ones start coming along, you know, sort of like, you know, they did with Deshaun. They come along a little bit, and it was time to put him in. You know what I'm saying? You knew the time was in to put him in when they did.
All right, but now you know this, Toby. You know that this fan base has said, well, you started Cole Stout for two games. Why didn't he start the first game? I'm not concerned about, you know, and he lost to Georgia. You're not going to lose to Furman. I get this. Let me make a case, and let me just play devil's advocate with you for a second, okay? And again, this is only devil's advocate, all right? Just for a little fun debate and see how this works out. Would you say that as far as when you watch the Sugar Bowl and when you watch the spring game, would you say that the vertical passing game was the weak part of the offense? With Kelly Bryant.
Yes, but it wasn't all Kelly Bryant. It wasn't all Kelly Bryant's fault because we had Deion Kane out there who couldn't catch a cold standing naked in the middle of Antarctica.
I agree with that. Would you say, though, that Alabama did not respect the downfield passing game and was able to attack the line of scrimmage and attack the run game and attack the horizontal passing game?
Yeah.
Would you say that...
They also did that because our running backs couldn't block the blitz and they couldn't pick up their blocks like Wayne Gallman used to do.
Right, I agree with that. Would you say that Trevor Lawrence and Hunter Johnson are better in the vertical passing game than Kelly Bryant right now?
I would say Trevor Lawrence is good in the vertical passing game against Decatur, South Duluth or somebody like that. We don't know if he's going to be that good against Texas A&M.
We do know that he looked very good against Christian Wilkins and against Trey Lamar and against against Fields and against A.J. Terrell and against Kayvon Wallace and against Denzel Johnson and against some very, very, very good defensive backs, right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay,
he did, but
let me ask you this, Toby. Would you say that the number one thing we need to do is improve the vertical passing game in the offense? As far as improvements go.
Yes, that way it'll open up our running game.
Right. So would you say that Clemson's best offensive weapons are at wide receiver, running back, tight end, or on the offensive line?
I'd say our best athletes are receiver. Mm-hmm. Our second best athletes are at running back and offensive line. You know, of course, you know they don't never get enough credit for what they do because you don't go hip hopping, hoarding around for the offensive linemen, no matter what they do. But our best athletes are on the outside. There's no doubt about that. Plus, everybody was keying on Renfro. You know, you could make a case Renfro didn't have a good season last year. Well, everybody knew what he was going to do. They were ready for him no matter what he did.
I think Renfro is better in a vertical passing game because it opens up him underneath. If my DBs are backpedaling, my safeties right. don't have to attack the line. Here's my point, Toby. And here's just, this is just a devil's advocate for you and just to kind of get you thinking a little bit different way sometimes too. When I saw Trevor Lawrence come in, the check down, his very first complete pass to Cannon Smith was for about 17 yards. That check down worked. Even though Cannon Smith's not a great receiver, right? It worked because the safeties and the corners were downfield and he isolated a tight end on a linebacker. So when he checked it down, it worked to the tune of 17 yards. And then the 50-yard touchdown pass worked because he looked him off and he threw the ball vertically to a great wide receiver. When the first series I see Kelly Bryant in the game on Saturday, it's three swing passes and the defense comes in for negative yards and no yards and 1 yard, whatever it was, because they don't respect the downfield passing game and they attack that line of scrimmage. And I think the offense is better. The vertical passing game opens up the horizontal passing game, opens up the running game, and takes pressure off the offensive line. And your best players are at wide receiver. And I think that the downfield passers make this offense better. That's nothing to do with Kelly Bryant. That's not any kind of slap against what he did last year. I think moving forward in 2018 to make this offense better, the vertical passing game would be best to make this offense run more efficiently.
Right, but hey, let's play devil's advocate. I know you got to go. I know you got a guest coming up.
No, go ahead.
But if Mickey Plyler comes in tomorrow morning on Friday morning, he has a bad show, and he just stinks to join up. They're not going to take you out just for having one bad show.
No,
Kelly Bryant's had two bad games.
Say this
in back to back years.
Would you say that Dan Patrick is a better sports talk show host than me? Because I would.
No, I don't like Dan Patrick because I think you're better than he is.
Well, give me somebody better than me that's not currently at WCCP.
Well, I work early in the mornings and late at night, so I get to hear Pharrell. I kind of like Pharrell.
Okay, if Pharrell came in here and wanted this job at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, my butt would be gone. I'd be in the unemployment line tomorrow.
I don't know, Mickey. You've been there 20 years, brother. They're just going to throw you out like that.
If they found somebody better, I'd be on my can tomorrow.
I don't know, brother. You better than that.
I mean, if somebody's better than me, which is not easy, not hard to do, you can do it. It's easy. Simple as that. That's life. That's how it works.
I mean, you got a point there when you put it like that. Yeah, but I guess my point is I just don't want our fan base to turn into a bunch of spoiled, rotten, brat children.
I don't disagree.
And you know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to do. I don't want to sound like a bunch of Georgia and all these other fan bases that whine and cry all the time. Let's enjoy what we got.
I agree.
And whoever plays. But let's just don't keep downing the man because he had a bad spring game. I don't think that's fair to him.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree with everything you said there. I was trying to play as devil's advocate. But finally, I'm going to leave you with this, that I think that, again, I think that most people that are – Kelly Bryant's going to always be remembered here no matter what he does this year, if he wins a national championship or not, whatever. He's going to be remembered very positively. And finally, I think this is more to do with the potential of Johnson and Lawrence rather than – than any knock on Bryant. Toby, I always enjoy it, man. I appreciate you calling in this morning. You've been a good sport.
Hey, man, thank you for letting give me a few minutes, brother. I didn't mean to take up all
your time. No, man, I enjoyed it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Hey, be careful today, man. Y'all have a go.
You too, Toby. We need to take a break. We'll come back. Bradley Lee Caroy talking Clemson baseball. Paul Strelo, 805 with 5 commitments. We'll talk about that in the next 2 segments.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
The 21st Annual Blue Ridge Fest is Friday, May 4th, 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Blue Ridge Electric Co-op, West Main Street in Pickens. With Magic, a premier upstate variety band. Also, Jim Quick and Coastline. And featuring The Spinners.
I'll keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside.
Come enjoy the largest cruise in the upstate. All proceeds benefit upstate charitable organizations. For more information and to purchase discounted tickets, visit online at BlueRidgeFest.com. And don't miss the 21st Annual Blue Ridge Fest, Friday, May 4th at Blue Ridge Electric Co-op, 734 West Main Street in Pickens.
Everything he does seems to come out right.
The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Ceremony, presented by IAG and Ingalls, will honor the class of 2018, April 19th at the Embassy Suites at Verde. Come watch history in the making. The evening includes dinner, drinks, and a one-of-a-kind silent auction. Don't miss your chance to hear from local football heroes and watch the best South Carolina college football player in 2017 receive the Blanchard Rogers Trophy, presented by Hales Jewelers. For information on the inductees and to purchase your tickets, visit schof.org/shop.
Are you or a loved one actively using methamphetamine and find that you can't quit? Are you struggling to stop or reduce your meth use? If you are aged 18 to 65 and want to stop or reduce your meth use, call now. You may be eligible for study participation in a free clinical research study enrolling in your area. Doctors are evaluating two medications that may help to stop or reduce meth use. All information is strictly confidential. Call 877-378-5444. This research study includes, at no cost to you, twice weekly clinic visits, 12 weeks of study medication, and compensation for study activities. If you want to reduce or quit using meth, consider this option. It may help. Call now. That confidential number is 877-378-5444. If you are aged 18 to 65 and struggling to stop or reduce your meth use, you should call now to see if you may be eligible for study participation. Again, that confidential number is 877-378-5444.
Hey students, still looking for the perfect place to call home this fall? The University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing offer students moderate and simple living just 2.5 miles from Clemson University. Each cottage is perfectly designed for two, with two bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and includes Wi-Fi and washer and dryer. This outstanding community also offers top-notch amenities for residents like a resort-style pool, community clubhouse, and even a dog park. Call Tiger Properties today at 654-RENT for more information on this exceptional student living community. That's 864-654-RENT.
Here's the windup and the delivery.
The heart of baseball beats in Clemson. We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let's get straight to Coach Bradley Leroy, Clemson baseball program. We've got a huge series coming up in Winston-Salem this weekend. Good morning, Coach Leroy. How you doing this weekend?
Doing great. How about you?
We're great. Hopefully, man, we're going to see. We saw a little bit nicer weather. Hopefully, that'll be the case because it seemed like forever since we've had this. I want to ask you, Coach. You've lost what, 4 out of 5, and I know it's not what you're asking for. And I know a lot of people talk about offense right now, but it seems to me that score 11 on Friday, you score eight in the second or the third game of the series, and that it's either but you only score one in the second game. It's like your sport happens an awful time. A lot of times, it's either all or nothing in that. Is that just baseball? Is that about this team? Is it just about the other pitchers? Or do you disagree with that? That maybe it's not just all or nothing like we see sometimes with this with this team.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all. You know, obviously we've had some games where we scored some runs, and we scored 11 on Friday night, and ended up losing that ball game. We scored eight in game three. But, you know, the one thing that's been consistent all year is been our pitching and our defense. And we've played well. And, you know, this baseball, you're going to have tough times throughout a season. We're in a tough time right now. We've got to, you know, do a better job offensively of getting on base and creating runs and letting the guys who drive guys in, you know, they need to step up and you know, be able to drive guys in when the opportunity is available. And you know, we've been working hard at it, you know, at practice yesterday. And but we've played some good teams here lately. Georgia's got a really good club. Miami had some really good starting pitching. McKendry, the guy we faced game two, is as good as there is in the league. You know, but unfortunately, it doesn't get any easier. I mean, we're going to Winston-Salem this weekend, and we'll face Griffin Roberts on Friday night, who's going to be a first-rounder. But that's the ACC. You're going to face somebody like that every weekend. And, you know, at the end of the day, we've lost four out of five, but we're still 26-11. And we got a really, really good team. We just got to, you know, regroup and put it all back together.
How do you respond? Because I texted a friend of mine Saturday morning, and the thought was, man, I just hope that devastation from Friday night doesn't have a lingering effect. I'm not sure it did. I mean, you guys came back and split the doubleheader. It's not like the series tanked in and all that. But how do you respond, and how do you go about coaching a team after really something that was just devastating on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. I mean, obviously – with an 8-run lead in the ninth inning and end up those guys tying it up and then beating us in 11 innings. But, and I'll be honest with you. I think it had a little bit of a lingering effect in the game one, because you're kind of still in shock, but we had a really good talk after game one of the doubleheader. Obviously our guys responded and came out and played well in game two. But you got to give Miami credit. You know, a lot of times when those things happen, you know, the team that allows the other team to come back, you know, walks guys or makes two or three errors. And you got to give Miami credit. I mean, they just got hits. They had, you know, six or seven hits in that inning. And then, you know, they had the big double that tied it up. We told our guys, hey, it wasn't anything that we did to create their runs. They created themselves. So, but they, you know, they came back and, you know, played well in the game three of the series.
I watch Major League Baseball. I'm watching college baseball. Now, college baseball used to be about crooked numbers and guys bashing the ball at the ballpark with bats. We've gone through ball changes, bat changes. We've gone through all kinds of stuff. The biggest change to me as of late is all these shifts. And I'm watching Major League Baseball like a 275 hitter in baseball right now. It's like this great hitter. I'm looking at Seth Beer at 281, Cromwell 264, Williams at 252. I mean, I know Chris Williams and Beer are great hitters. Because of shifts, because of the way you can pitch around people, Logan Davis is better than a 246 hitter traditionally. Give me an idea of what's happening in your sport right now that really we see home runs, walks, and strikeouts. It's hard to get base hits anymore. Am I wrong in thinking that the game has changed dramatically in the last few years?
Yes, I totally agree. You know, with the shifts that are involved and the split stats, the analytics, the sabermetrics part of the game, now with as much information that we have, even at the college level with our video system and our spray charts, advanced scouting reports through the spray charts that we get, you know, pretty much if you hit the ball on the ground, you know, to a certain place 70-80% of the time, we're going to know that. And we're going to have three defenders on that side of the ball. So if you hit the ball on the ground and the other team or we're playing you, we've got a pretty good defense, you're going to be out. I mean, I can sit here and name for days the balls that Logan Davidson and Seth Beer and Cromwell and Chris Williams have hit hard that, you know, 2 years ago were going through the infield for singles. And then I think also the game of baseball, especially at the big league level, and it's trickling down everywhere, is, you know, batting average is not as important nowadays in baseball as on-base percentage and slugging percentage, the OPS. And, you know, guys are, you know, it's home runs. The strikeouts are up because people want to drive the baseball and clear the bases with a home run. I think you got to find a little bit of a mixture of that, and it's sometimes – you know, college baseball is different than the big leagues, and you still got to create runs and figure things out that way. But it's amazing,
you know, the shifts that are in college baseball now. I mean, we played Georgia the other night, and they're shifting every one of our hitters. I mean, Kyle Wickie's our eight-hole hitter, and he's hitting, you know, 235, and they've got a shift on him. And somebody, and they took a ground ball and hit away from him. So, you know, I think it's pretty cool as the game's adapted, but we'll see where it goes. Who knows where it's going to be in 5 years.
How do you take, and I'm not talking about any of your specific players, but you watch travel ball and you watch the showcase teams, and there is no, I mean, I talk about it all the time. It's about me showcasing my talents. How do you take that at for these guys playing this thing for 10 years of that kind of baseball and then watching this, what they see on TV, and yet trying to mold into a college game, like you said, is a little bit differently, and try to get you to hit behind a runner or to take it to the opposite field or to not, you know, hit to your normal strengths. I'd imagine, Coach, that's got to be like a psychological something that every staff in the country is probably thinking about right now, in that, man, these guys are grow up a certain way of playing baseball, but yet at the college game, man, we might want to play a little bit differently now.
Yeah, I think it is tough, and it's not just, you know, an issue that we have here at Clemson. It's an issue in college baseball as far as, you know, these young guys are playing the showcase and travel baseball. And there's good things about it, too, now. They get to play elite competition all the time during the summer and the fall. So that's going to make them better players. But they very rarely are once they get to the high school age where we're recruiting them, they very rarely really play for anything, play for a tournament, play for a trophy, a championship. You know, it's showcase. I, you know, my team might lose 6-4, but hey, I went 3-4, so everything's okay. So that's jobs as a college coach. You know, our job is once we get them on campus, we've got to mold them back to being a team guy and put the team first. And like you said, hit behind a runner or runner on third. Hey, get a sack fly here. And it's different. It's, you know, it's today's society in baseball, and you know, same thing in the big leagues. You see it all the time. These guys are showcasing themselves. But, you know, it's a great game. And we got great kids. They buy in to our program and what we do. And, you know, I can see it changing over the years because I think some of the showcase stuff is getting watered down. So I think it's going to maybe change. But we'll see what happens.
Final minute or two. I made a statement earlier. All the goals are still ahead of you. Everything's still in front of this baseball team. But because of where we are, because of the most recent events in the last 2 weeks or so, I made a statement that this week, and I know every series, the next one's the most important one, but in thinking about this, on the road, a good Wake Forest squad, I said this is your biggest weekend series of the year so far. Talk to us about Wake Forest, and if you see that, if that's the kind of attitude you might be taking to Winston-Salem.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great challenge for us. It's a good club on the road. They've got three really, really good starting pitchers and a legit closer. They don't have a ton of depth in the bullpen on their pitching staff, but they've got four guys that are really good. So our key is going to have to be to maybe get that starter out of the game in the fourth, the fifth, the sixth inning to get to that middle relief type guy. It's a different ballpark. It's kind of a term we use, bandbox, where the ball will fly to there. So, you know, if the pitchers make mistakes, the balls are going to leave the yard there, which, you know, is good for us because we got some guys with power. But it's a key series for us. It's on the road. I think they're a game behind us, you know, in the conference standings. So it's going to be a huge series for us.
Should be great watching it Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I hope the weather's going to be good up this way. Coach, let's go up. Let's win that series. Come back, and let's talk next week about another big weekend series next weekend. But great luck on the road. Safe travels, and we look forward to